You're listening to The Oasis here at the New Classical FM. I'm pleased to have as my guest this afternoon Eric Stein, who is Ashkenaz Artistic Director and has a great concert coming up, a very unique one. Let me tell you about that before we get to Eric. The Tzema Ensemble is something else. We'll learn about that in a moment, too. But they are performing Wednesday, November 8th, 8 p.m. at the Toronto Center for the Arts in the magnificent George Weston Recital Hall. That's at 5040 Yonge Street. And tickets are available at this phone number, 1-855-985-2787. You can go to ticketmaster.ca. You can probably get them at the door, or you can visit this website anyway, ashkenaz.ca. That's ashkenaz.ca. The Tzema Ensemble. Now, that's the name of a shop in Berlin as well, was it not? That same record store or music shop?
It was indeed. There was a record label called Zemmer Records.
Exactly.
In Berlin, yeah. In the 1930s, between 1933 and 1938, that recorded a really vast range of music by Jewish musicians who were working in multiple different styles, not just Jewish styles. And it was sort of a musical Noah's Ark for Jewish musicians at a time when Jewish musicians were banned from participation in the mainstream music industry. And in 5 short years, they recorded over 4,000 tracks of these musicians, this incredible, really vibrant musical culture there. And on Kristallnacht, the Night of Broken Glass, November 9th, 1938, the shop was destroyed by the Gestapo, including all the original recordings. And all of this music was lost for 60 years. Until, in the 1990s, an ethnomusicologist named Rainer Lutz embarked on a globe-trotting Indiana Jones-like mission.
I was going to say, as I read the release, it was like spelunking in caves looking for these originals. And then there aren't copies. These are the original
discs. These are the original shellac pressings. Yeah. This is before vinyl, even. He was looking under beds and in attics and all sorts of...
How long did that take?
It took him about 10 years.
A decade?
Yeah.
Around the globe?
Around the world, everywhere he could possibly think to look for these things. And he ended up reassembling almost the entire catalog, which was subsequently then reissued in 2002 as an 11-CD box set. Uh-huh. And then 8 years after that, the Jewish Museum in Berlin commissioned Alan Byrne, who's a very, very well-known musician in the Jewish music scene internationally. He's played with groups like Brave Old World and the other Europeans, and they commissioned him to create a live concert program based on those recordings. And so he assembled a band, an all-star band of musicians based in Berlin, as well as some in the States, to create new interpretations of this really, really, really rare music.
I'm just curious, the ensemble, it's how many musicians?
Eight.
And what are the instruments?
There's piano, accordion, bass, violin, and trumpet, and then there are 4 vocalists.
Marvelous. Now, how long ago was that ensemble formed? Because they're not just sort of dropping in on this. They really know their trade.
Yeah, the group was formed, I think, about 5 years ago. Uh-huh. They just put out their first record last year. It was recorded live in Berlin, and we actually had them in Toronto, their North American
premiere.
Yes,
it's not your first time here.
That's right. We had them at the Ashkenaz Festival last summer, and it was an extraordinary show. It was one of the most... impactful shows I think I've ever produced as part of in my role at Ashkenaz. The people were just over the moon.
How do you balance that? This is a story of, first of all, it's ghastly. That's its inception. It's ghastly. Then it's determined for 10 years. Then it's safe to say joyous.
Yeah, I think that's a really excellent way to summarize it. I mean,
ghastly, determined, and ultimately joyous.
Yeah, there you go. Put that on the poster.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really unique story, and it's something that we've been doing with Ashkenaz in conjunction with Holocaust Education Week for the last number of years, where we focus on a particular Jewish musical culture of pre-war Europe and present a concert that celebrates the life and the music and the rich culture that existed before the Holocaust. And it's an interesting way of remembering the Holocaust when you're thinking about the life as opposed to the death.
What do you want your audience to come away with?
You know, the music is so eclectic, and it's joyous, it's sad, it's bitter, it's poignant, it runs the gamut emotionally. It's rendered in the most incredible way by really world-class musicians. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think audiences, aside from coming away being thoroughly entertained, I think they'll be moved. And I think we hope that they're moved to think about the Holocaust and to think about Jewish musical traditions from Europe in a different way. Think of it as a continuum that's still living today. It's not something that ended in 1938 or 1945. It's still a story that's being told and unfolding today. And it's a way to honor those lives that were lost, you know, in some other way than lighting a candle and thinking about the terrible tragedy.
Well, here it is. Music lives in performance.
Indeed.
And here's a performance.
Yeah.
My guest today is Eric Stein, and he is from the Ashkenaz Society. He's the Ashkenaz Artistic Director. One more time, the show is coming up, and it's coming up November 8th, 8 p.m., Toronto Center for the Arts in the beautiful George Weston Recital Hall. It'll ring in there, that's for sure. Ticketmaster.ca, probably at the door, tickets too. And visit this website, Ashkenaz.ca, A-S-H-K-E-N-A-Z.ca. If you didn't get it right, Google will help you spell it. Don't worry. Ashkenaz.ca. It's worth a visit. Eric, thank you so much. We have a cut from a CD here. Do you want to introduce it before I press play?
Yeah, sure. This is the first track from Summer Ensemble's album, which is called Rescue Treasure, and the song is called Ich Tanz und mein Herz weint.
Wenn ich tanz in dem Glanz fühl mich frei, bin ich wirklich glücklich noch sein. Wenn ich sing, wie es klingt bei dem Tanz, du's Mädel ist, aber nicht mein. Bei dem Tanz, also ich fremd, also ich kalt. Ich schmeichel, ich lach, in ihr Tracht, als schwer ist sie lacht. Gedenkt, erst nicht lang ist du's gewesen, in den Garten von Blumen erbracht, wie getanzt, in gelacht, a ganze Nacht, wie a Hulem ist du's nur gewesen. Vergiss in den Blick lächeln zu.